Welcome, as the CMJ Radio Network and Island Records presents Bone Machine, the Operator's Manual, featuring interview with Tom Waits and music from his new album. Now from Bone Machine, here's Going Out West.
Well, Bone Machine started out as just a title. Let's make something that sounds like it could be part of a group of songs that were entitled Bone Machine. Let's come up with songs that, you know. Now, I guess the first thing you'd think of is maybe this is like Halloween music, or this is, what is this kind of skeleton music? This is like horror, like music from a horror movie. Is that what it is? Well, maybe see a little bit. There's a little bit of that in there. And I guess when you think about bones, you start thinking about, oh God, we have to die and all that. I hate to break it to you. That's a little joke there. So I guess Bone Machine deals sometimes with not only does it have a particular sound, because the Bone Machine is kind of conjures up an image of wood and, well, I don't know, different for everybody, but for me, kind of like, you know, wet leaves and in your hair and, you know, autumn, and, you know, type of, I don't know. Anyway, Bone Machine. So it's, you know, some of the songs deal with dying and, you know, the fact that we're all hurling through space here, and eventually the Earth will probably open up and swallow us all. Someday, real soon. Earthside Screaming is kind of a cyber drama. And the moon fell from the sky, it rained mackerel, it rained trout, and the great day of wrath has come, and here's mud in your big red eye, the poker's in the fire, and the locusts take the sky. Revelations. It's all in Revelations. It's a heavy chapter. The Earth Died Screaming is a warning, I guess, or whatever. It's one of those songs. I haven't written a song like that really before. Like that, what I mean is it's kind of, it has certain, it is a warning. like the end is near. The guys that I used to always love on the downtown LA, Fifth and Main, with the briefcase with the speaker in it and the crummy little amplifier and going back and forth on a little wire, screaming about the end of the world. I used to just stop and listen to those guys. Whew. To keep a crowd on a corner. Now that is where you cut your teeth as a public speaker, is on a busy corner at like 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, downtown Los Angeles. And you're talking about Jesus. Those were thrilling moments for me. I guess if you can make somebody want to stop and listen, you can pretty much tell them anything, at least for the period of time it takes you to tell them, and then they're going to move on. And a record's really like that. Some songs you'll sing only once, the day you recorded it, and never again. Other songs you'll sing every night and still not understand it. Another song you'll have forgotten one verse and can't remember the second verse, and so you had to make up a new one. Songs are, I guess when I was a kid, I thought songs lived in the air. I didn't know anything about songs publishing. I just thought one day a song like landed in your backyard like a UFO or something. God, did you hear that song? I still do. I mean, even though I know more about about songs and what, I still think it's important to look at them that way and wonder about them. Songs are small. You hold them in your hand, and they're about as big as a bar of soap, really. And sometimes you only listen to them for maybe that long, as long as it takes to wear down a bar of soap. You move on to something else. Another song.
I said, well, said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah. I said we're all gonna be just dirt in the ground. Now Cain slew Abel, killed him with a stone. Sky cracked open, the thunder groaned along a river of flesh. Can these dry bones live? Take a king or a beggar, and the answer he'll give is we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said we're all.
Ralph Carney played all the saxes on that. I think he has kind of an Ellingtonian sound he got on that with the horn section. I just played a very simple piano. And I tried to sing in my Prince voice. I can only do that once or twice and then it's gone. If I try to sing like that on the road every night, forget about it. So when you're in the studio, you're taking better care of your voice. You can do things like that. On the road, my throat becomes ravaged by weather and from just, you know, no sleep and bad food. And the song is based on something that was Teddy Edwards used to say to me all the time. You know, we're all going to be dirt in the ground. You know? So, hey, it's like, he used to tell girls that in the hotel lobbies. You try to get him to come up to his room, he'd say, listen, darling, we're all going to be just dirt in the ground. So I always thought it would be a good song title.
We'll be back on the CMJ Radio Network with more wisdom from Tom Waits and music from Bone Machine.